KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Right now, 11 degrees above zero in Atlantic, a winter weather advisory in effect for our listing area. Until 6 p.m., we look for 1 to 3 inches of snow in the Atlantic area, 1 to 4 inches elsewhere. High here around 19 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. So far, 2/10 of an inch of snowfall on the ground outside the KJAN studios. In the news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring Monday evening updated the Parks and Rec Board on the status of fundraising efforts for the Schulberg Recreation Area and other park improvements. With regard to a Transportation Alternatives Program, or TAP grant, Herring said progress is moving.
We got authorization from the federal and the state to go ahead with design, and so we're working on design as we speak, and hopefully we'll have a bid letting for it in July, and with a fall completion of some kind.
Herring said there was a delay in getting the grant approved due to red tape with regard to what's called coding.
Part of the trail is in the city limits, and it was originally requested as outside the city limits, and it's all a matter of semantics with them. And so they had 50 feet of the trail is inside the city limits. And so that threw a curveball at them, so they had to go through the process again. That's why we probably got delayed one more month on the bid letting part of it.
In other news, Roger Herring said he and Assistant Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm have been putting together a grant request for the Cass County Community Foundation that has to be turned in by no later than May the 31st. The application will be for anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 for upgrades for some city parks.
One of them being Harl Holt Park, which is the one on 17th, and Olive, and that being behind the old Y. Okay, and that strip of land there all the way up to, just use Steve Heckenbach's house to be the furthest boundary south.
Stashelm said that they would like to upgrade equipment at the park, including replacement of the basketball court. And instead of replacing the concrete, they could install something called VersaCourt,
which is a plastic tiling outdoor system. This is the same company that did the basketball court over in Avoca. What's great about these systems is we would be able to do it ourselves, be able to put it together. It comes in a great variety of color. You're able to put different recreational lines on there. The basketball court and pickleball are what we're looking at as far as court stuff. We could put a volleyball court on there if we wanted to.
The product has a 15-year warranty. They also hope to update or replace some playground equipment at Harl Holt Park and retrofitting the swing. Roger Herring said they're working also on a Vision Iowa grant application. Currently, they're soliciting letters of support for the grant application. That includes revisiting previous persons or entities that have supported prior grant applications and a resolution of the support from the city and others.
As grants go, and this is what I was told by SWPCO, is one of the biggest influences is how much support do you have? Local support do you have? And that is somewhat financial, but also, are people behind it? Are they going to use it? Are they going to support it? Not necessarily financially, but support it in concept. And is it really going to increase tourism? Is it really going to bring people to Atlantic? And are the local residents and surrounding people going to use the recreation area? And so they look for that, and they look at how thick and how many you have.
The goal is to submit the application by April 14th. In other business, Stashelm and Herring received approval from the Parks and Rec Board to have a special online reservations program created so people can check to see what city park shelters are available and make reservations for use of those shelters. The computer program and services would cost around $700, and it would save Herring and Stashelm countless hours in scheduling and confirming shelter house reservations. The Audubon Chamber of Commerce held its annual community banquet and awards program Monday evening. Among the awards presented during the event were those for 2015 Citizen of the Year and 2015 Junior Citizen of the Year. Brett Earlmeyer won Citizen of the Year award, and prior to presenting the award to Earlmeyer, officials noted that since he moved to Audubon in 1993, Brett had demonstrated the qualities of a great citizen, and his commitment to the town of Audubon and to making it a better place to live has been instrumental in making the community a great place to live and work. Erlmeyer is the president and CEO of the Audubon State Bank, where he's worked his way through the ranks since he started there in 1993. He also serves many organizations, including treasurer of the Audubon County Economic Development Corporation, vice president of Midwest Partnership Economic Development Board, the Audubon Lions Club, Pheasants Forever, SIAC, the School Improvement Advisory Committee, the Audubon Community Foundation, and he volunteers for the Youth Little League program. Brett and his wife Deb have a daughter, Callie. The 2015 Audubon Junior Citizen of the Year was presented to Alicia Vance. She's a junior at the Audubon High School. And in selecting her for the honor, officials said Vance is involved in many organizations, including being an active FFA member since the eighth grade. She's also participated in several career development competitions, community service projects, and leadership events. Alicia has served as a student senate representative and last spring was inducted into the National Honor Society. She was described as embodying the ideals of integrity, respect, character, and responsibility that the citizens of Audubon want in the community. Upon completing high school, Alicia plans to pursue a veterinary medicine degree to follow her dreams of becoming a veterinarian. She's the daughter of Tony and Amy Vance and has a sister, Erin. Also at the Audubon Chamber Community Banquet Monday, officials presented the 2015 Community Service Award for the 2015 Channel Seed Ag Bowl with Hughes Distributing Incorporated and Audubon Sports Boosters serving as the event coordinators. The event took place August 27th with the Audubon Wheelers taking on the AHSTW Vikings in a locally televised matchup. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has given its approval to a plan for the owner of the Ameristar Casino in Council Bluffs to sell its real estate and start paying rent. Pinnacle Entertainment is selling the property to what's called a Real Estate Investment Trust, or REIT. Gaming Commission Chair Jeff Lamberti of Ankeny says it's the first of its kind deal, and they want to make sure the deal would still allow them to properly regulate the facility.
We're very big on the condition of the properties, and then also as conditions allow, you know, additions to the property.
He says they reviewed the proposal fully before giving approval.
We wanted to ensure that through the licensing that even though the operator is going to now be a tenant as opposed to both owning and operating, that we had enough control that we could say we're not happy with the condition or we want you to pursue some additional amenities, and that will all fit within the structure of this, particularly under this master lease that we were talking about. And we're comfortable that those issues have been addressed in that lease.
And he said the new arrangement will ensure that the casino is properly is taken care of. Lamberti said there is one other thing that ensures regulatory control over the casino.
We still hold the license, which is subject to approval every year. So when we combine all of those elements, we feel very comfortable that from an operational standpoint, really nothing's going to change.
Lamberti is a lawyer, and he says this type of agreement hasn't been used for gambling properties.
It's new to this, but they've been around for a long time. And it'll be interesting to see how it pursues, because REITs have a tendency to want to grow, and so they're probably going to be looking to acquire additional properties.
The deal will provide Pinnacle Entertainment with more than $1 billion in financing. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.